Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, everybody. So, let me ask you something. When was the last time you actually felt your life and in your life, instead of just handling it, right? Instead of just organizing it, fixing it, surviving it, but truly just being with it, right? So many of us are not living our lives. You're like, wait, I'm alive. Yeah, but you may be alive, but are you living, right? Most of us are just managing our lives. We're organizing them. We manage our schedules, our stress, our emotions, our expectations. And my friends, somewhere along the way, we stopped living and listening, which is a big thing today. Listening to our lives and what our lives and the universe is asking of us and inviting us to. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder, my friend. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and I am so excited to be here with you today and that for you to be here with me. It's always such an honor that you take this time to listen to the show and really take the time for yourself and for your own questions, your own exploration, because this world is amazing. And it is such an honor to explore it with you. And if you do have a suggestion for a show topic, please reach out to hello@danielle.com and let me know what you are curious about, what you're wondering about, because trust me, I'm curious and wondering about it too, and then so are other people. Oh, and I'm Danielle, nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and sometimes just like a stand-up comedian, all right? But today we are talking about, are you living your life or are you managing it? Okay. So many people are just managing your life. Me often, anybody else, right? So, and what's interesting is in that management, sometimes you're not even like looking or helping for self-improvement. You're just getting by day by day. Anybody else ever just do that where you're just getting by day by day, okay? Because this, it's almost like a trap. This managing your life is so much of almost just like a trap, okay? And so do this with me, right? Before we get into more context and topics. And I have tips. I always have tips. If you've ever listened to my shows or taken classes, you know I always have tips. But before we get into all of that, take a moment with me. Close your eyes if it's comfortable and just breathe. Be present for a moment in your life, in your body, in the universe. Notice where you are. Notice what you're hearing, feeling, and if your eyes are open, what you're seeing. Just notice it. Notice your breath. Just be present, not fixing, not changing, not what do you have to get to next. Just be with yourself and be with your life for just a moment. And how do you feel? Isn't it interesting that, like, when you stop just for that moment, like it even shifted the energy of the show, because, you know, I came on the show, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. But then when we stop and we be present for that moment, the energy shifted. It softened. It expanded out. And this is kind of what we're targeting, because in that trap of managing, how many of us are on to the next thing? And I'm not talking just to-do list. Don't get me wrong. I have a to-do list. I like my to-do list. Okay. But how many of us are just going to the next thing, the next thing, the next problem to solve? I admit it, for the past few years, I've been in problem solving mode and I forgot to enjoy my life and live my life. And I'm not just talking about live my life of like going out with friends, which I also did forget, but like just enjoying even creating my business, enjoying doing the podcast, enjoying all these things. So it's like enjoying your life is not just about taking time off. Enjoying and being present in your life is about enjoying the things you do, whatever that is. Okay. It's not, and some of that stuff may be solving problems. It may be, like, oh, I do a job so I can make money. Yeah, I get that. I have a lot of fun shows about money and a lot of good YouTube videos about money. You can check that out on my YouTube channel. But just because it's solving a problem or solving or fixing something in your life doesn't mean that action can't be enjoyable. Okay. If you are not enjoying the actions you're taking, you're managing your life. You're not living it. Okay. And I work with a lot of people and they're like, I hate my job. I'm like, I get it. Sometimes people don't like their job, but how can we make it fun for you? Or what can we add in that would help create fun in a different way? Okay. But here's the thing, that managing energy, that like I'm just getting by, I'm just doing it every day, every day, every day, just trying to get through it, just trying to get through it. I mean, how many times have you heard yourself say, or other people? I've had a lot of clients, I just try to get through each day. That's managing your life, that's not living your life. Okay. My target with all of this is to hopefully invite you to enjoy the life you're living. Okay. Because how many of us, we wake up and we start immediately managing. What does that look like? Anybody else pick up their phone the second they wake up? I do it. I do it before I even have my glasses on, so I can't even see my phone. But I picked it up and then I pick up my glasses, right? So I can actually read. I'm not even out of bed yet. I haven't even peed yet. Sorry, TMI. But I am on my phone. How many of us have that? A lot. And here's the kicker. It becomes a habit. It becomes the reflex. It becomes the reaction. It becomes the survival strategy. Because what's interesting is like when I've shifted this habit of like the first thing I do is pick up my phone. And I had to think about it when I first started it, because it was such a habit to pick up the phone and start managing my day. What do I have to do today? What time do I have? Who texted overnight that I need to respond to? What came in? I mean, it was a sleep time, and I'm like, what did I miss? What do I have to manage? What do I have to take care of? What do I have to fix, right? And so when I started switching that, I mentally had to like physically I started reaching, and mentally I had to go, no. Just take a moment, be present, breathe, say good morning to your body, good morning to the sky and the sun that was coming in, hello to the house, whatever it was. I was just like, oh, okay. It was interesting how often I had to change that habit. And that's what I'm saying, that managing becomes a habit, it becomes that survival mechanism. Okay. And we move from one thing to the next without really connecting to any of it, right? Let me say that again. We go through things and handle things, but we are connected to nothing. Maybe I should have called the show, Are You Connected to Your Life? Because how many people lead a successful, quote unquote, successful life, but they're connected to nothing? They may be like proud of what they've done, but they may not be connected to it. Okay. We've forgotten to experience our life. And that's really what I'm calling the living, is experiencing it, maybe even enjoying it, crazy things like that. Okay. Because we do this thing of like when staying on top becomes that disconnection. Managing our lives, and when I say we're not connected, how many of us are so worried about what comes tomorrow that we can't enjoy and be present with what's going on today? Me. how, and most of my clients is usually around money. I get it. Or I know some parents, it's about their children. They're always just worried about what choices are they going to make tomorrow. And so they don't, and they forget to enjoy their children and their choices today. Okay. We're always worried about what's going to be wrong, what needs attention. And one of my favorites is we even create this place where relaxation becomes something we have to manage. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. One of my tips is, hey, schedule in meditation, schedule in taking a walk, schedule in this stuff, because otherwise in our lives, our modern lives, we're not doing it. But it is funny how we've had to even manage relaxation. Okay. We turn peace into a project instead of a state that we can be, you know, and if you look at this, if you look at, I mentioned modern society, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what's the environment we live in? Constant notifications, constant noise, constant news, constant opinions, aka social media, constant expectations, algorithms, deadlines, bills, comparisons. Competition is huge. We are overstimulating our nervous system so dynamically. And, you know, and a lot of people nowadays are talking about nervous systems, and I'm so glad, because the nervous system over these past few years have not gotten the credit. They've just gotten overstimulated. And then what's interesting is then we think, oh, well, if I was just stronger, I could do this. Excuse me. Or if I was had more will or more capacity, more knowledge, I could do this, when sometimes you're just exhausted. I was just talking with a client before the show, and she was self-flagellating, you know, judging herself for not being able to do the stuff in her business she felt she needed to do. And I'm like, please recognize that you're starting a new business, but you have spent the past 20 years in a constant state of fear, because she was working for a business that at any moment it could be taken away. And so her nervous system was in a constant state of panic, of fight or flight, and a constant state of instability, that she was like, oh my gosh, it could be taken away tomorrow. And I'm like, you have spent 20 years doing that to your nervous system, not doing, but like your nervous system was affected by it. So please be kind to yourself that, like, right now, as you're starting this business, you know, you see 20-year-olds and they're like, I have so much energy. She's like, I don't. I'm like, well, you're rebuilding your nervous system, right? So you're soothing it, you're strengthening it again. So I say all of that to say, this management mode puts our nervous system into overwhelm constantly. Anybody else just feel exhausted? Yeah. And I love electricity. I will say that. I love electricity. I love that it powers my computer so I can talk to you. I love that it powers whatever device that you're listening to this on. I love that it powers this microphone. And it's affecting our body. It's really interesting. Because, like, you've ever had those times where, like, you lose electricity? Watch the next time when you lose electricity for whatever reason, your body will react right before it comes back on. I always know the second before the energy, electricity comes back, because my body feels it. And I'm like, and then the lights come back on. Just that field is a constant stimulation for our body. And I'm not saying it's bad or wrong, because I like it. Right? We do have to be aware. So it's like, when we have that amount of stimulation to our nervous system, we have a lot of stimulation to our nervous system. That's that managing it. And so we forget to enjoy our life, because we're constantly exhausted and thinking. And here's the crazy thing is, we think, well, let me take care of it more, manage it more, and then I'll feel better. And then we don't. And this is why. Because in that state of managing, we are overtaxing our nervous system even more. Because if you reflect back to the beginning of the show, and I asked you for that moment of, like, just be present in that moment. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? How much did that shift? So just 10 seconds can shift and change that quite dynamically. Okay, so we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some of these tips and tricks. But please come back, because these aren't tips and tricks that is like, I'm going to ask you to take an hour. I mean, I would love for you to take an hour, but I'm giving you very practical tips and tricks for this day and age when we might not have a lot of time, but we do require that presence, that listening to the universe, listening to our body, listening to ourselves, so that we can actually enjoy living our life and not just slogging through it. Okay, so we're going to take a quick little break. And if you are enjoying this show, please do go to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Apple Music and look up The Exploration of Wonder with Danielle Carter. And please do rate and share it if you would like. And this isn't an ego thing. It's an algorithm thing. If you feel this information is beneficial and think more people should hear it, please support that by liking it, sharing it, and subscribing, because that tells the algorithm that more people should hear it. All right, my friends, thank you so much for bearing with me during this first part of the show. And maybe during this commercial break, take that moment, be present. What do you perceive? What do you hear? What do you feel? What do you smell? And see how that shifts. All right, my friends, you're listening to The Exploration of Wonder with Danielle Carter, me, your host and fellow explorer, and we're on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am Danielle, your host and fellow explorer. And thank you for joining me today, taking this time for yourself to listen to this. Because you know something else is possible. So thank you. So today we're talking about, are you living your life or are you managing it? And so what I'm really inviting you to today is to get out of that fight or flight reaction. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, the reaction part, but really like enjoying your life, being present in your life, listening to your life, listening to your body, listening to the universe, right? So what does listen to your life mean? It doesn't mean the voices in your head, although I know a lot of us have them, you know, so I've included myself in that, but it's simpler. It's really just about noticing, how is your body responding? How is the energy around you? How's your family reacting? What is nourishing you? What feels heavy? What feels light? It's about paying attention to the energy around you, the excitement, the persistent fatigue, the unexpected inspiration, all of that kind of stuff. This is all your life speaking to you that if you're so busy managing, doing those daily tasks, you miss out. Okay. And one of the biggest things I really want to talk about and bring up in this is the difference between reaction and response. Okay. Because when I talk about people like, you know, we live our life in reaction mode, they go, well, aren't I supposed to handle things? I'm like, well, absolutely. You do respond in the response mode, but when you react, that's that automatic reflex. You don't think about it. You don't feel it. You're not present with it. You just react, right? Without thought. And I'm not talking about like, you know, those life-saving techniques where you practice and then you automatically go into life-saving mode if you're a paramedic or a fireman or something. But have you ever had somebody say something you think is unkind and you automatically go into defense? That is a reaction. Instead of response, which is listen, feel, be present, and aware. Okay, so response is come from awareness. Reaction is that automatic no thought. Okay, so reaction says, I have to deal with this right now. I have to deal with it right now. Response says, let me feel about this. It could be very fast still, but then you're present with it and you're saying, oh, let me feel into this first. Let me be present with it. What are my choices? Reaction comes from habit, that habit we talked about at the beginning of the show, and response comes from presence, which I've said a lot, okay? So here are some very practical tips it's a good thing I don't talk for a living. Practical tips for shifting from that managing task reaction into enjoying living and the presence and response, okay? One, build those micro pauses into your day. And we've already talked about it earlier, right? We did it at the start of the show. And I did it at the start of the show because I wanted to invite you to see how different that energy can be. And so even if you just take 10 seconds, and it's not just put your hand on your chest and breathe with absolutely, but open up your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? Feel the air and all that kind of stuff. When you build these micro pauses into your day, what that does is it gives you safety. It gives your nervous system a break, a recalibration, and then you're more aware of that energy so that if something does trigger you, something comes up dynamically instead of reacting, you automatically know that energy of like, whew, present. Okay. What do I do now? Because all of those, like engaging those senses helps you be that present. And so when you do these micro pauses, you're actually training yourself and allowing yourself to have more of that energy. Okay. Tip number two, notice where you're forcing. Anybody else ever do that? It's like you're pushing, you're overriding your body. You know, I was working on a big project last night and it was 10 o'clock and I'm like, I could do more. And my body was like, please don't. And I'm like, okay. Right. It was, and listening in that presence, my body was like, I need rest. I'm like, okay, cool. So it was 10 o'clock. I left. And that's not just like, oh, you'll be fresher in the morning. I was honoring my body and not forcing. If forcing is managing, okay, if we're forcing, we're managing. Tip number three, ask questions. And to the best of your ability, you want to ask questions that don't have a judgment in it already. Okay, what do I mean by this? Most of us will ask a question like, how do I fix this? But if you look at that, the underlying point of view of how do I fix this is that there's a problem, something's broken, you have to fix it. So then you say, what is this showing me? What is this inviting me to? What am I becoming aware of right now? All of that invites that information to come in, but not with the solidification of problem to fix. Okay. Here's a hard one for me. So I know some of you is going to be hard with as well. Let some things be incomplete. I know this one hurts so much, but it's the same with that forcing of like, no, this has to finish. This has to be done. I started it. I have to finish it. Well, you know what? There are some projects out there that the gift of it is starting it. And then you become aware of things. And this is not an excuse of like, you know, some people will use that this is an excuse to never finish things. That is not what I'm talking about. Something else completely different. But it's like, how many of us have had an idea and like started it and then it seemed to fall away? Well, cool. Maybe it's not the time. Maybe it doesn't need closure. Completion isn't always in alignment. Okay, it's really interesting. Practice body check-ins. Your body will be very loud and give you information. Like me with last night, when it was, I'm like, I can do more, let's go. And my body's like, please don't. The body was loud. So practice that, build that muscle. Like with the micro pauses, when you're doing a micro pause, combine the two and go, body, how are you? How is my body right now? Body, how are you? What are you telling me? Without judgment, without self-flagellation, but just be like, is my body tense right now? Ooh, what's making it tense? What am I reacting to? What am I overstimulating my nervous system with that I haven't even really looked at? Okay, so check in with your body. It is very loud, okay? And then last tip for now, trust the subtle whispers. First, practice listening for them. The universe whispers so many things to you. Sometimes it's that, not right now, shh, not right now. Sometimes it's that physical, like, I'm going to turn right, hold on for a minute. And then a car barrels through the intersection, right? Or it could be, I'm going to call this person. And the universe is like, not right now. And you're like, okay. And then you find out they were having a bad day or something, it would have affected the conversation. So it's like, or those subtle, now, try this. Maybe this. These are communications from the universe, from your body. So when you're more present, you can actually receive those more dynamically. Okay. And I cannot stress enough those micro pauses at the beginning of the day, because all of that ties in and helps that. Okay. My friends, your life is not a project to manage. Would you treat a good friend how you treat your life? Would you not listen to it, not be present, not notice it, not respond? No, you would respond to your friend. You'd listen to them. You'd care. So why won't you do that with your life as well? Okay. What if you treated your life that way? The universe in your life is always speaking. Are you willing to hear it? Because you already are. And just what if in hearing your life, your nervous system relaxes and you actually get more done and enjoy your life more? I know, crazy thought. All right, my friends. Oh, really quickly, next week's show, pretense of action. That's the why of it. I'm just going to leave it with that because it's kind of a fun. Pretense of action, that's the why of it. So check it out next week. All right, my friends, thank you so much for taking this time with me today. It's been such a fun thing to explore this with you. And if you have any show topics, do let me know at hello@danielle.com and go to my website, danielle.com. I always have a lot of fun classes and things going on. So until we play next week, have a fun week, my friends. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder.
and explore the magical universe around you.